How you been doing?
Well, it's pretty cool so far. Just sure look like my voice is kind of tagging up a little bit. I don't know why. It's kind of hoarse, you know?
Hoarse?
Yeah. I don't know why. Maybe you know, we're getting older, you know, maybe my voice changed. I don't know. That's all I can see. I don't know why I'm so hoarse.
Yeah.
Yes.
Huh? Like a cat, she's talking to the cat.
Well, you used to do a lot of work when you were young, I bet.
Work? That's my way. That's all I could do, right? Try to get some tea for a church. That's all I could do, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I work every day, didn't stop. The sick sometimes I can't go. Yeah, the man that I tell you about was a little guy, he used to come back and get me. I remember he went to the army and he come back. He went and started to take the plantation. And he started working, and there he was. Now he got so cold, I used to go back to the car and everything for him. Every morning he'd come get me. Come back and work his car, put the milk up. Once he'd be there, fix it up. Well, every once in a while, finally, it was so cold, he told me one day, he said, go for snow, she said, you know. He said, you see, like out there, the snow there, the snow to go, you know. He said, I used to sleep in there. I said, eh? He said, yeah, better. Give me one of the table. I forgot what kind of shack you got. He gave me that, you know, you lay out anyway. He used to give me that and lay out. So he told me to sleep in there. I said, boy, of course. I said, you don't have a time. He said, oh, yeah. He said, I didn't buy it. I took it. So he still there and took it. So I come back. Well, he's still there. I said, well, go ahead and look at the car. I said, it's kind of cool. I said, you got ice on the ground. I said, but that ain't enough. I got there and milk his car and put the milk up. He said, I don't know how to talk. Then I said, go on, where you got to go? Take his business. He come back on it. Still be there. Well, that was there for a while.
But was there a place where you would milk the cows?
It had this, it was far shit, but it was where I had to be. I built it myself. I said, I'm going to fix the place. I said, okay, she told me that was real, thing like that. He said, all right. So I built up a little shed, you know. I used to put the car in, put the seeds there, the car company. I said, but then after that, he built a shed after that. He built a little bed out of the yard there. But then I bought a car company. It was a little storm coming. I blew the shed away. Blew the door, that storm. So after he blew the shed away, he never did fix it no more, so after I left for the yard, well, my son took it, but he's still around there. Well, he used to be, I don't know how he looked, but I used to have a shade, but after that, no more shade. You know, I'd have to do something like that, you know.
Did you catch the milk? Where did you catch the milk?
In a bucket.
Made
out of? Kind of a silver bucket, look like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, some kind of tea, huh? Like well, I'm going to take a day, you know. And there was some kind of louver bucket. I took the work in there and carried the house. Sometimes I'd have a bucket full of one car. We'd give one car, one kitty. We'd kill both that. I'd put it up. So that's the law of that.
When you got, what would you do with the milk when you brought it in?
Carry the house, clear it out. It was coming in with cover chicken, pasteurized, you know. She pasteurized and put it up while she wanted it. So that's the way she moved it.